This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubas Daf Mem. Daf Mem. Actually, if I may, just for a few moments, this coming weekend, our shul, our Torah Center, is having its annual campaign. So we appreciate anything that anybody could do to be mishtatef. And Tavei Aleichem Bracha. We're learning Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said there are three differences between Oynes and Mefata. The Mishnah says that Oynes pays Tsar, Mefata doesn't pay Tsar. The Mishnah said on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Oynes gives immediately, Mefata only gives it when he doesn't marry her. And the Mishnah says the Oynes has to drink the cup he poured, and the Mefata, if he wants to divorce her, he can. Basically, the Ma'anis is forced to marry her. The Mefata is not. It says Gemara, Oynes shoyis v'atzitzai. The Oynes drinks his cup. Amar le Rava mi Parzikaya l'Ravashi. Rava from Parzikaya said to Ravashi, Michti, let us see. Migmar gmir mehadadi. We learn out Oynes and Mefata from each other. How do we know that Oynes pays Shkolim? We learn out from Mefata. How do we know Mefata pays 50? We learn out from Oynes. So basically, we learn out one from the other. So we learn out one from the other, then we should say, just like the Oynes has to marry her, the Mefata should have to marry her also. L'hamil sanami l'gmar adali. So they should learn one from the other for this as well. It says, Gemara, Amar Kra, Mahar yimharenu loy le'isha loy midaitai. It says, he shall take her as a wife. Yimareno loy liisha. He should swiftly take her as a wife. Loy to him implies with his consent. So even though that means like this, the starting point is that we should learn out one from the other. But the reason we don't learn out one from the other is there's a gzeres hakasav that Mefata is only takes her if he wants to take her. Now on Sunday, yesterday, we learned that there's a machloikas rishonim between the Rambam and perhaps the Ramah. That the Rambam learns, this Gzeres HaKosov says, there is no mitzvah at all for the Mefata to marry her. And the Ramah learns that the Mefata has a mitzvah to marry her, it's just we do not enforce it. By the Oynes, we enforce it. The Mefata has a mitzvah, but we don't force him to marry her. Okay, that's an interesting subject.
The Pasuk says after, in my.
The Pasuk says, in mine, you mine. So what does that mean? That we don't enforce it?
Right. If he wants, he could refuse.
Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, you mean why didn't the Gemara say that? I mean, why does the Gemara have to say the word loy means midaitai? Why don't we say v'imai in your mind, which means he could refuse? Which one of those questions are you asking? They both might be good. By the way, Tosis asks that the same way it says Mar Yimareno Leisha, it also says Veloy Sia Leisha by Oynes. So why don't we darshan that he only has to marry her if he wants? Why don't we make the same drasha by Oynes? Tosis says it's illogical to make such a drasha because since we know if he marries her, he can't send her away. So clearly, Loy does not mean with his das. Interesting. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ketzat Shoyis V'Atzitzai, what does it mean he has to drink the cup that he poured? Chulu. What does that mean? Amar of Kahana, Amrita L'Shmaita Kameid Rav Zid Min Nehrada. I said this teaching before Rav Zvida from Nehrada. Okay, so let's think about what's going on over here. The woman is Mukashchen. She is full of boils. She's deformed. She's a cripple. And we say, too bad, you have to marry her. Why? You have a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, by the way, the Mishnah says, but what if she is usher to him as an Isser Lav? Then he does not take her as a wife. So the question is, why not? Why don't we say the mitzvah's asay of Eloi Siya Leisha pushes off the Lav, whether she's a Mamzeres or a Nasina or whatever other Lav she is. Yeah, why don't we say, Asei, Doicha, Loisase. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Amrita Shmaita Kameda Rav Zid Minerda, Nesi Asay. Why doesn't the Asay come along? Vinidche Lois Asay and push off the Lois Asay. Interesting question, no? Let the assay of Loisi Elisha come and push off the lav of Eina Ru'uya Lavoi B'Yisrael. So the Gemara says something interesting. Amar Li, Rav Zvid said to me, says Rav Kahana, Heicha Amrina Nesi Asay V'Nichel Lois Asay. When do we say the assay comes and pushes off the lav? Kagoin Mila B'Tzaras. For example, we know that circumcision is a mitzvah assay, and cutting off tzaras is a lois assay. Well, what if the baby has tzaras in the makam hamila? So then we say assay of mila pushes off the lois assay. You know why? D'loy efshel kiyumi la assay. There's no other way to fulfill the assay. There's no other way. You have to do the circumcision. There's no way to exempt yourself from the circumcision. You know why the assay is doichel lois assay? Because there's no alternative. What do you want to do? What should he do? Not do the circumcision. There's no way around the circumcision. Aval hachabit over here, yamra doy ba'ina, mi'isa la'asei klal. If she says, I don't want, is there an assay? So therefore, says Rashi, since if she would say, I don't like the guy, there's no assay, then therefore we teach her to say, I don't like the guy when we're dealing with a lav. By tsaras, there's no way around the assay. You can't opt out of the assay. You have to do the circumcision. So you have to do the circumcision. The circumcision will push off the tzaras. Mashein kein, by the mitzvah of marrying the person who was raped, if she says, I don't want to marry him, so then he can't marry her. So there's no assay. So since that's a possibility, we tell her to say that I don't like her. I don't like him. And this way, there's no assay. Which is very difficult, because let's say she would say, I do like him. Would he be allowed to marry her if she was a chayvei lavin? It would seem like yes. We would say assay is doy chalois assay. The only reason that we don't follow the assay is because we tell her, we instruct her, say I don't want, say don't go through it. But that implies if she decides to go through it, then we would say assay is doy chalois assay. Other Rishonim learn a little differently, that because she can opt out of the assay, that demonstrates it's a weak assay. An assay you could opt out of cannot push off a lav. And then even if she would not opt out of it, but because she could opt out of it, therefore the assay does not push off the lav.
We had a whole sugya in Yevam, whether Yevam should, the assay of Yevam should override a karis Yevam.
Right. You could opt out of, because you could opt out of Yibam? Okay, it's a little different. By Oines, she could say, I don't want to be Mekayim this mitzvah. And then there's no mitzvah. By Yibam, you could say, I don't want to be Mekayim it, but there's still a mitzvah. If she says, I don't want to marry him, you're not being mevatel the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. If she doesn't want, there is no mitzvah. But Yibam, if the guy says, I don't want to do Yibam, it's not that there's no mitzvah of Yibam. He's just choosing not to do it. Again, whether that makes for a difference, but there is a distinction. Okay, let us proceed. Says the Mishnah. Yesoima shenesarsa. Now, a yesoima, an orphan girl that had erisin and then got divorced. Reb Elazar oimer ha'inas chayev. Reb Elazar says, if you rape her, you're chayev ha'mafata, and if you seduce her, pater. Now, this is very difficult, because if she's an orphan, then she has no father. The knas goes to her. So you're chayev in oinas, and of course you would be pater from mafata, because she agreed to do it. So if we're talking about a straight up yesoima, a real yesoima, then it goes without saying that if you rape her, you're chayev, and if you seduce her, you're pater, because if you rape her, it goes to her, there's no father. And if you seduce her, you're pater, because she was meichel, because she let you do it. So then why need to add nesar sevenes garsha? So it must be, it's a second case. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to say, we're talking about two cases. Case number one is Yisayma. If somebody rapes or seduces a Yisayma, you're chayef for oinas, you're pater for mefata. And the second case is, if somebody rapes or seduces nesarsa v'nesgarsha, that also is something that goes to her. So if you're ma'anes her, then you're chayef. And if you're mefata her, you're pater. Like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, in the Mishnah, that someone who's ma'anis, a nesarsa v'nesgarsha, it goes to her. Amar Rabba Barbarchanam, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar b'shitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Amra. Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah is going like the shita of his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who says, Yeshla knas, that if somebody is ma'anis, a nara shenesarsa v'nesgarsha, she has a knas u knas al atzma. So this Mishnah that says Nisarsa v'nisgarsha Ma'anis chayev mefata pater is going like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, who says Yeshla knas uknas ala atzma. How do I know? Mimai midiktani yisoima. From the fact that the Mishnah starts off by talking about a yisoima, an orphan girl. Rabbi Elazar oimer ha'inas chayev. Rabbi Elazar says if you rape her, you're chayev. I'm mefata pater. If you seduce her, you're pater. Of course, if you're ma'anus her, you're chayv, and if you seduce her, you're pater. That's obvious. She has no father, so it's all going to her. So if you rape her, you're chayv. But if she agrees to do it, so she was meichel, so you're pater. Pshita, it's obvious. Elamai, the case of Yisayma, is saying, Elaha kamashmalan. Rather, the way to read the Mishnah is that a nisarsa v'nisgarsha has the status of a yisoima. That a woman who did erusin and then nisuin, she has the status of a yisoima. Just like yisoima, she's in the reshus, she's in her own domain. So too, nisarsa v'nisgarsha, she's in her own domain. Because we wouldn't need to say what the halacha is by a yisoima. Of course, a girl who has no father. So if you rape her, you're chayef. Because this is something you owe her, so you got to pay her. But if you seduce her, so she agreed, she consented, so you're going to be pater. So that goes without saying. The case of Yisayma does not need to be stated. So why do we have to say it? The answer is the way we're reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that a girl who's Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha is like a Yisayma. Elaha kamash malan denarish nesarsa v'nesgarsha ki yisayma. She's like yisayma. The question the Rishonim asked is, Rashi on the Mishnah said that the Gemara is going to say that the Mishnah is talking about two cases. Case one, yisayma. Case two, nesarsa v'nesgarsha. That does not seem to be what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara seems to be saying that a girl who's Nisarsa, v'nisgarsha, has the halachic status of a Yisayma. Okay. But anyway, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that a girl who is Nisarsa, v'nisgarsha, is like Yisayma. Ma Yisayma la'atzma. Just like Yisayma, it goes to her. Af nara, she Nisarsa, v'nisgarsha, atzma. So to a nara that was in... had Irisin and was divorced goes to her. That's what Rabbi Elazar means in the Mishnah. The Gemara just concludes with the following comment. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Rav Hamnuna Saba, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Amar Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. Meaning we paskin this way. Nisarsa v'nisgarsha, it goes to her. Not only that, Kari Rav Alei to Rabbi Elazar, Rav said about Rabbi Elazar, Tuvino de Chachimi, the most fortunate of all the sages. Now the Rabbi Elazar we're speaking as Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, the student of Rabbi Akiva. Like the Gemara says in Yevamos, that when Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students passed away, the world was desolate until Rabbi Akiva came to the sages in the south, and he taught Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Okay. Now we're going to talk about Boishas. There's a penalty of Boishas. If a man rapes a woman, besides paying the 50 shekel, you got to pay Boishas. Eizehu Boishas. What is embarrassment? Hakol lefi hamavayesh v'hamisbayesh. It depends who the embarrasser is. Rashi says something very interesting. An average person who embarrasses someone, the embarrassment is greater than if an important person embarrasses someone or if a below average person embarrasses someone. If a below average person embarrasses someone, okay, big deal. That person's a non-entity. The person who caused the embarrassment is not chashuv, he's a non-entity. And if an important person embarrassed someone, okay, he's very important. He has high standards. It's not so embarrassing. But an average person that causes embarrassment, that's the most embarrassment. V'hamizbayish. And it depends on the one who receive the embarrassment. The more chashuv someone is, the more embarrassment he feels. Pagam, how do you evaluate pagam? Royim oisakilu hishivchanim karas b'shuk. We evaluate her as if she was a maidservant sold at the market. Kama hoisayafa v'kama hiyafa. How much was she worth before she was raped, and how much is she worth now? The Gemara is going to ask, her value doesn't go down because somebody coerced her. She, as a cleaning lady, nobody cares about whether she was coerced or not. It doesn't make her go down in value on the slave market. Knas shave b'chol adam. The knas is equal by everyone. So boishes depends on the one dishing it out, the one receiving it. Pagam, it depends how much she went down in value. But the knas is a set amount. Any shear that is set midairaisa then is uniform across the board by everybody. Okay, let's battery. So the Gemara asks, you pay boishes, you pay pagam, and then on top of that, you pay 50 shekel. Maybe when the Torah says you pay 50 shekel, it's an all-encompassing payment that includes the payment, the embarrassment, and includes the diminution of value. How do you know it's 50 shekel besides it? Maybe the 50 shekel includes everything. Ve'ema chamishim slam amrachmanu mikomili. Maybe the 50 selah. You see, the Gemara says sela. The Mishnah said shekel, but it's the same amount. Maybe the 50 sela is for all the payments. So the Gemara says that's illogical, that the 50 shekel includes all payments. Because are you telling me that whether someone raped a princess or somebody raped a regular woman, it's 50 shekel, it's 50 shekel, it's 50 shekel? But the princess experiences more embarrassment. Her value goes down more. Amr Zera Yoimru Baal Bas Malachim Chamishim Baal Bas Hadyot is Chamishim. Are you going to say if someone had forced relations with a princess, it's 50, and with a regular woman, it's 50? That doesn't make sense. If it makes more sense. There's a uniform knas of 50, but the embarrassment fluctuates and the pagam fluctuates. But to say it's 50 across the board no matter what, why would that be? So therefore it has to be 50 shekel as the knas, and then on top of that there's pagam and baishas. So Gemara asks, Amar Abayi, Hachi Gabi Eved Nami. What about an Eved as well? If an ox gores an Eved, where the Torah gives a cap of 30 shekel, why don't we ask the same question? Eved noikiv margolio shloshim, Eved oisa masa machat shloshim. That regardless, irrespective of whether the servant works in diamonds or the servant works in needles, it's 30. Why don't we say it's 30 is the baseline, but there are other payments as well? Meaning clearly we see that sometimes the Torah has a standard, a fixed value, irrespective of the person's worth and his job. We see that by somebody, an ox that kills an Eved. So why, we could say the same thing by Kenas. Regardless of who was Nenas, regardless of who was raped, it should be 50, and that includes everything. Okay, that's where we're going to hold it over here. And I have a wedding tomorrow night, so we'll have to figure out when we're doing Memam Beis. I'll keep you posted, okay? Maybe earlier in the day, maybe... We'll see. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem. Thank you very much. Shkoyach, Alan. Kol Tov. Good night, good night. Good night, Reb Lewis. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.